If Waukesha files its request for lake water, it could be the first diversion proposal under the new Great Lakes Compact that requires the okay of all the Great Lakes governors. A key requirement for the compact is that used water be treated and returned to the Big Lakes. During a community meeting last night, Waukesha Alderman Paul Furrer asked about a plan to return some water via a creek in Milwaukee County, but during heavy rainfalls, send water into the southeast Fox River, which is not part of the Great Lakes Basin.
Would that be a killer on the need to have all water that is not consumed returned to the lake?
Department of Natural Resources staffer Shaylee Pfeiffer responded to Furrer.
I think that it's really challenging to consider any of those specifics without seeing a full proposal. I don't think that that concept was considered when they talked about return flow.
Alderman Furrer later said he thinks Waukesha's split return plan would be acceptable, but he says he needs to know the cost of diverting lake water before he can vote to go ahead with the application. Steve Schmucke of the Waukesha County Environmental Action League says even if Waukesha sends all treated water back to Lake Michigan through a creek, that may be a problem too.
And what does that mean for downstream communities? What does that mean for the downstream resource that it's put in? I don't think any of that's been explored yet.
A lake water application from Waukesha may come by this spring. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.